Evening Meditation, The Three Seeds of Wisdom. Welcome, my friend. Come, sit with me as the day surrenders to the embrace of night. I am an old man now, and I have watched many suns set beyond the horizon. Each sunset has taught me something new, for the evening is nature's greatest teacher of letting go. Find your place of comfort. Let your body settle like a stone finding its resting place in a riverbed. Close your eyes if you wish, or let them rest softly on the earth before you. Tonight I will share with you the teaching of the three seeds, humility, open-mindedness, and hope. These seeds were planted in my heart by my grandmother's grandmother, and now I plant them in yours. Take a deep breath with me. Pull the evening air deep into your belly. Hold it there, like cupping water in your palms. Now release it slowly, as fog releases from the mountain. Again, breathe in the wisdom of the approaching night, and release the burdens of the day. The first seed, humility. Listen. Do you hear the evening sounds beginning? The cricket does not boast of its song. The owl does not announce its wisdom. The stars do not proclaim their light. They simply are. Humility, young friend, is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. Place your hand on your heart. Feel it beating. You did not command it to beat. You did not design its rhythm. It beats in harmony with a force greater than your will. Breathe in slowly, and as you breathe, remember, you are breathing the same air that has passed through the lungs of eagles, through the leaves of ancient trees, through the songs of your ancestors. You are not separate from this world. You are woven into its fabric like a single thread in a great blanket. Let us speak together the first part of our evening mantra. I am a drop in the ocean, and the ocean in a drop. Say it again with me, feeling its truth. I am a drop in the ocean, and the ocean in a drop. Feel how this humility does not make you small. It makes you part of something infinite. The mountain is mighty not because it stands alone, but because it is connected to the earth. The river is powerful not because it forces its way, but because it yields to every stone, finding its path with patience. Rest here for a moment in this knowing. You are exactly as significant as you need to be, no more, no less. Like a single star in the night sky, you have your place, your purpose, your light to offer. The second seed, open-mindedness. Now, as the light continues to fade, notice how your eyes adjust. What seemed like darkness moments ago now reveals shapes, shadows, subtle movements. This is the gift of open-mindedness, allowing ourselves to perceive what we could not see when we were certain of the light. I once knew a young warrior who was so certain of his strength that he could not learn gentleness. I once knew an elder so certain of his wisdom that he could not hear the questions of children. Certainty, my friend, is like ice on the river. It stops the flow of learning. Open your inner eyes now. Imagine your mind as a lodge with many doors. Some doors you have kept closed for years. Behind one door lives an old anger. Behind another, an old fear. Behind yet another, a belief you have never questioned. Tonight, in the safety of this meditation, crack open just one door, just a little. Let a small breeze of curiosity flow through. What if the person you struggled to forgive was fighting a battle you could not see? What if the path you have avoided might lead to unexpected beauty? What if you have been wrong about something important? This is not weakness. The mightiest oak tree bends in the wind while the rigid branch breaks. The wise hunter knows that tracking requires reading signs he has never seen before. Every sunset is different. Every season brings new teachings. Let us add to our mantra. I am a student of all things, a master of none. Together now, the full mantra.
I am a drop in the ocean, and the ocean in a drop. I am a student of all things, a master of none. Feel how these words create space in your chest. Room to breathe, room to wonder, room to be surprised by life. The third seed, hope. Ah, now the first stars appear. Do you see them? Each star is a sun, so distant that its light takes years to reach your eyes. The light you see tonight left its star when you were younger, when you were different. Yet it arrives precisely when you need to see it. This is hope, not the wish that things were different, but the trust that everything is unfolding as it needs to unfold. The seed trusts the darkness of the soil. The caterpillar trusts the darkness of the cocoon. The dawn trusts the darkness of night. Place both hands on your belly now. Feel it rise and fall. This is hope in its purest form. The next breath always comes. Your body knows this. Your lungs expect it. Your heart prepares for it. I have lived through winters that seemed endless, through storms that bent every tree to the ground. I have seen drought crack the earth like broken pottery, and yet, always, the rains returned, the springs came, the seeds that waited in darkness pushed through to light. You too have survived every difficult night of your life. You have survived every loss, every fear, every moment when hope seemed foolish. And here you are, breathing, listening, still capable of growth. Hope is not passive, young friend. The bird builds its nest before the eggs arrive. The squirrel gathers nuts while the sun still warms the earth. Hope is preparing for the sunrise while sitting in darkness. Let us complete our mantra. Tomorrow the sun rises and I rise with it. Now speak the full mantra with me. Let it sink into your bones. I am a drop in the ocean, and the ocean in a drop. I am a student of all things, a master of none. Tomorrow the sun rises, and I rise with it. The teaching of the three seeds together. These three seeds, humility, open-mindedness, and hope, they do not grow separately. They are like the three sisters of the garden, corn, beans, and squash. Each supports the others. Humility without hope becomes despair. I am nothing and nothing matters. Hope without humility becomes arrogance. Everything will work out for me because I am special. Open-mindedness without hope becomes confusion. Nothing is certain, so nothing has meaning. But together, together they create wisdom. I am small but connected to everything. I do not know all the answers, but I am willing to learn. The future is uncertain, but I trust in the continuation of life. Breathe deeply now. Feel these three seeds planted in the soil of your heart. Water them with your attention. Warm them with your breath. The evening's gift. As we near the end of our time together, I want to share one more teaching. Every evening, the day offers us a gift, the gift of release. The sun does not cling to the sky. The bird does not grasp at the last song. The flower closes its petals without regret. What can you release tonight? Perhaps a harsh word spoken in anger. Perhaps a worry about tomorrow that serves no purpose. Perhaps an old story about yourself that no longer fits who you are becoming. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let something go. Feel it leaving your body like smoke from a dying fire. The night will take it, transform it, compost it into wisdom. Again, breathe in and release something else, an expectation, a resentment, a fear. Once more, breathe in all the peace of the evening and release whatever remains of the day's heaviness. returning to the world. Now, my friend, our meditation draws to a close, but the teaching continues. The three seeds are planted. They will grow in their own time, in their own way. Begin to deepen your breath. Feel your body resting on the earth. Wiggle your fingers and toes, like a bear awakening from a peaceful sleep. When you are ready, open your eyes. Look at the world with the soft gaze of evening. Everything is the same, yet everything is different, because you are different. Remember our mantra. Carry it with you like a smooth stone in your pocket. I am a drop in the ocean, and the ocean in a drop. I am a student of all things, a master of none. Tomorrow the sun rises, and I rise with it. Say it when you wake. Say it when you face difficulty. Say it when joy overwhelms you. Say it when you need to remember who you are. Closing blessing. Before you go, receive this blessing as my grandmother gave it to me. May you walk gently on the earth, leaving footprints of kindness. May you speak truthfully and listen deeply. May you hold your sorrows lightly and your joys completely. May you remember that you are both ancient and new, both a single voice and part of the eternal song. May the night bring you rest. May your dreams bring you visions. May the morning find you renewed. And may you always remember, you are loved by the earth that holds you. You are loved by the sky that shelters you. You are loved by the ancestors who dreamed you into being. Go now in peace, carrying the three seeds of wisdom in your heart.